Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donovan nursing an injury. He had 30 last night. Had to take over in the fourth. There are people who disagree with that. People disagree with a lot of things I had to say yesterday about that Cavs win. 97-83. He didn't have 30 points yesterday. I was looking at an old box score. How many points did he have yesterday, Tone? I was looking at a wrong box score.
Yeah, he ended up with 28. He led the team.
No, because I went back and looked at game one's box score. Sorry, go ahead, Tone.
Yeah, he led the team
71
with
last night.
28 points. It was a weird game all the way around for Donovan because he got to the foul line, right? Yeah. He ends up with 10 free throws. And he's limping around pretty much the entire night.
Yeah.
You could just tell, because he wears his emotions on his face. He really does. And he has gotten like the crowd pumped up in those first two games. You know, he had moments where he was kind of getting the faces of his teammates down in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, you kept trying to gauge, like, where is he athletically? Where is he with his wind? He went up and grabbed a couple rebounds yesterday where I'm like, whoa, okay, there's Donovan Mitchell, those one-handed kind of Odell Beckham rebounds. But then there are times offensively where I'm like, oh, he's not close to Donovan Mitchell right now. So yeah. I thought it was a gutsy effort, but yet I am definitely seeing a lot of Cavs fans who are telling me that he was not, that stop bringing up the injury.
Well,
it's not a big part of this.
And this is why I want to know it from people. I thought it was a good game. I didn't particularly have fun, I guess you would say. Like, it wasn't just one of these all-time bangers that I'm never going to forget. But I picked up just a lot of hostility over the win. And I want to know if that's real life. Honestly, I'm trying to gauge the temperature of everybody. I think it's a very weird moment we're in. You're just beating a 5 seed. I go, well, we're a 4 seed. And I think that some people, there's a lot of conclusions I don't want to draw because I don't think that it's the majority of people. I want to say the majority of people are happy that they won the game. Like, it could have been worse. You could have just lost the game and you'd be down 3-2 in the series. But it seems like a lot of people want them to learn some sort of a lesson. And maybe it goes back to last year and stoking that fire of, hey, we won 51 games still and everything's perfectly fine and everything's hunky-dory. We don't have to do anything. And it's almost as if you don't rub their nose in it, if that doesn't happen, then there's going to be a problem and they're just going to keep everybody. And I'm going, I don't think that common sense would tell you that there's not going to be moves here in this offseason. Like, guys, if you want J.B. Bickerstaff gone, more than likely he's gone. You were booing him before the game, for crying out loud. You're booing him. In the pregame introductions, they were booing J.B. Bickerstaff.
It is a bizarre the situation. I tried to think about this, and I really couldn't find any analogy. I couldn't really find any comparison where you have a Cavs team that has not won a playoff series in this iteration, in this rebuild after LeBron. Normally, the teams in the NBA, or I guess in any sport, when you are in a rebuild and you are on the brink or on the verge of potentially winning for the first time, even if it's just one playoff series, normally an entire region gets behind that. Normally, that's the fun time. Young players, and Evan Mobley is young. He's 22. Darius Garland, I think, is what, 24. Normally, when your best players are like that, the city just can't wait to be a part of the build. Here, it's been totally the opposite because they made the Mitchell trade, and then all of a sudden, that brings expectations. And fans are sitting there going, well, they can't beat Boston, so who cares? And we know the way the NBA works is it takes steps, and they are how many steps away, and they are nowhere near as good as Boston. And I don't understand that. I don't understand. Like, I get it if you were to map out your opinions and, all right, well, here they can't really beat this team. But shouldn't, like, a game last night where the emotions and the people that were in the building last night making that play sound like it was the NBA Finals, like, shouldn't that count for something? Because those fans, they are very different from the fans that we are taking calls from and are tweeting the show.
But that's who I think we are. That's who I think we are talking to.
Are we?
It might not be the people we're taking calls from and who are tweeting at us, but I think that those fans who enjoyed last night, like, they won the game. I know that there was ups and downs during the game. There's been ups and downs during the season. But I don't think they're going to use that. Like, Boston will still be in their way.
Sure.
And somebody else will still be in their way. Like, there's going to be a comeuppance here at some point. I'm like, I'd rather them win this game. It is a 4-5 series. Well, Ken, they're not that good. I'm not saying they're not that great. I'm not saying that they're a NBA Finals team. I've not made that statement. Now, there were times we flirted with that earlier in the year. I want to get back to that later.
But, so what is the disconnect there that those fans last night, are they supposed to be thinking as Darius Garland is getting around Jalen Suggs and making that dump off to Evan Mobley, are you saying those fans that are, like, enraged or mad or booing Bickerstaff or telling us what's the point, this team's not going anywhere, are those fans supposed to be thinking with under a minute to go, hey, Evan Mobley had that nice block, but we're going to lose to Boston?
Because
you're sports fans. You're supposed to get excited about this
stuff.
The
only rationale I can think of it is what I just said, and because after that trade, it's not going to be enough. It is not going to be enough. I think of it the same way I do the Watson trade. If they go out there and if they make the playoffs and lose in the wild card round this year, and Deshaun Watson is the quarterback, is that going to be enough to the majority of Browns fans out there? You and I both know that answer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And that's going to be no. That's going to be no.
I know.
You and I both know
I know. But were the late 80s Cavs fans, were they all supposed to just sit there and go, well, Michael Jordan's in our way. I guess we shouldn't even go to Richfield.
Maybe they did.
We shouldn't have any fun. Like, yeah.
There was no social media
You had Mark Price. They had Michael Jordan. They had the best player ever. I didn't see that get in the way of Michael Stanley singing out odes to the great Cavaliers with Lenny Wilkins.
But a couple of years into that run, like, I'm not even trying to play devil's advocate. I'm just trying to get into somebody's psyche. I was happy they won last night. It makes my life better. It should make my life easier. And it was nothing but negative reaction after negative. Like, Ken, you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground about this team. Like, they are not. I'm like, guys, I'm not saying they are the Golden State Warriors of 2018. Like, that's not what I'm pointing out. They dug deep. They won the game. They had a good third quarter. They had a better third quarter than what they've had in the past. They didn't have a good third quarter, but they certainly won the third quarter, and it helped propel them because Orlando wasn't going away. Like, I'm allowed to look at Orlando and go, yeah, they got a good future, and it's a 4-5 matchup. No, they're not that good, but they won the playoff game. I think it's just a situation where after that trade, it's not enough. This is not enough. I think some people have already dug their heels in about the conclusions they're drawing about Mitchell.
And that's
about
fair.
JB, about Altman.
Listen, some of that's fair. I just don't get how we're thinking about that, or the fans, the fans are thinking about that.
Yeah.
While you are in that action-packed, that thrilling game last night, like, I'm not thinking about pulling the starters like they did in game 82 against Charlotte last night. We've had time to talk about that stuff and be down about the Cavs and be down about Bickerstaff, but that was a great win, and this is what the playoffs are about, testing your players and seeing where they're at and being able to compare them to all the other stars or all the other young players around the NBA. Yeah, no, you don't have Anthony Edwards. You don't even have Paolo Banchero. I mean, that guy was the best player on the floor last night. He's 21 years old. He had 39 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. But you know what you did have? You did have Evan Mobley making a huge block with the game on the line. You had Darius Garland, a huge drive. He had been quiet for 3 quarters. So since the first quarter where he erupted. What do you have, 18 points in that first quarter? Whatever it was crazy. But
Garland had 17 in the first
17
quarter.
In that first quarter. It was one of the all-time great Cavs quarters. Bally's great with that graphic yesterday. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It was about making those amazing plays with the game on the line.
216-474-0092. Were you happy with this win last night? Were you happy with this game last night? And if you weren't, I just want to hear the explanation why. Because I think that there's a lot of deep-seated stuff that's happened over the last 3 years with this team is why somebody would feel that way. But I didn't get it in the afterglow. I thought in the afterglow of a win, but I wasn't getting that. But I still don't believe that that is the majority of people. I don't believe that's going to be the majority of the phones today. I mean, you're up 3-2 in the series. And I guess I'm surprised as well as anybody that they played so poorly down in Orlando that it became a 2-2 series. You and I were talking sweep. Maybe it's because of the lack of trust in the team because you don't know what they're going to be from day to day. They really haven't still been able to establish an identity. Maybe that's part of it, but I'm just taking stabs. Like, I need to get into a fan's psyche about this. Mike in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, Ken, what's up?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I look at it this way. There's two types of people. There's the type of people that are happy to be at a basketball game and they're there to cheer on their team. And then there's the type of people that are sick of just making the playoffs. They want to win championships. And this team is clearly not good enough to win a championship. That's the way we look at it here in Cleveland. We're tired of just making the playoffs. You make the playoffs to win a championship. And this team is not.
Were you upset after the win last night?
I want to know what Mike was doing when the Browns were going to the playoffs to take on Houston. Were you saying they can't win a championship?
No, but that's a different situation. They're all injured. That team was injured. You're down to your fifth quarterback.
Quarterback played better than any of the other quarterbacks all year.
So
you watched that game. Hold on. You watched that game and you're like, well, I guess we can't win the championship. No, you got pumped up all week, just like you should have gotten pumped watching that game last night.
Okay, this team is clearly not a championship team.
Okay.
This basketball team is clearly not. The Browns are a championship team. Did they underperform? Yes. Was that a disappointment? Yes. But this team is clearly not built to be a championship team, and that's on Kobe.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. I'm telling you.
That is amazing to me.
I still don't
We're holding
say,
teams to different standards. Holding teams to different standards.
Well, I don't have an explanation for the call, but I have a theory behind it, and I'll share it with you coming up. 216-474-0092. Are you happy, quote-unquote happy, that the Cavs won last night? And if you're not, I need an explanation there because there's something there. There's history there with what Mike just called with. I don't agree with him, but you can tell there's history there. I'll tell you about that coming up next. And I noticed something in the seats last night I did not like. It kind of goes with what Mike just said. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app because we have a very special guest at 7:20, but we have a very special guest tomorrow. Find out who coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.